There's the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. So when you hear that bell, that means I need to get my Bible and go sit up next to your radio, turn the radio up, and be turning in your Bible to Exodus chapter 32. And we'll be reading that chapter in just a moment. What we're looking at right now is a series of lessons on the great men and women of the Old Testament. And we have begun a lesson on Moses, the liberator and the lawgiver. This is from a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam had written for the Sunday of April the 22nd, 1923. And in the course of this lesson, we'll be giving a survey of Moses' life. So get your Bibles, be turning to Exodus chapter 32, and while you're looking for that passage, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 3 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And in introducing this survey of the life of Moses, it was recommended that we read the second chapter of Exodus about his birth and how he was spared, and the little story about Moses and the bulrushes, and how he grew up in Pharaoh's house, but how that when he saw the Egyptian and the Hebrew struggling, he killed the Egyptian. And when that was found out, he fled and went to the backside of the wilderness and became a shepherd, serving under rule, and married one of his daughters, Zipporah. And so that's where we left Moses at that time. But a second reading, it is suggested, in introducing this life of Moses to us, occurs somewhere in his mid-career, as far as his career as a servant of God, for he was now into his 80s at this time. But it says to read Genesis chapter 32. And so I want to read that chapter to you at this time. Not Genesis, Exodus. Exodus chapter 32. And I'll begin reading in verse 1. And I'm reading from the American Standard Version. And here's what the great old book says. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods which shall go before us. As for this Moses, this man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we know not what is become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden rings which are on the ears of your wives and your sons and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people broke off the golden rings which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received it at their hand, and fashioned it with a graven tool, and made a molten calf. And they said, These are thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation, and said, Tomorrow shall be a feast to Jehovah. And they rose up early on the morning and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. Exodus 32 and verse 7. And Jehovah spake unto Moses, Go, get thee down, for thy people that thou broughtest up out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. And they have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them, and they have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed unto it, and said, These are thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And Jehovah said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them. For I will make of thee a great nation, And Moses besought Jehovah his God and said, Jehovah, why dost thy wrath wax hot against thy people that thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptian speak, saying, for evil did he bring them forth, to slay them in the mountains and consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest to them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And Jehovah repented of the evil which he said he would do unto his people. Exodus chapter 32 and verse 15. And Moses turned and went down from the mountain with the two tables of the testimony in his hand, tables that were written on both their sides. On the one side and on the other were they written, and the tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God graven upon the tables. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which they had made and burned it with fire, and ground it to powder, and strewed it upon the water, and made the children of Israel drink of it. Exodus 32 and verse 21. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee that thou hast brought a great sin upon them? And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on evil. For they said unto me, make us gods which shall go before us. As for this Moses, this man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we know not what is become of him. And I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let him break it off. So they gave it me, and I cast it into this fire. And there came out this calf. And when Moses saw that the people were broken loose, for Aaron had them loosed for a derision among their enemies, then Moses stood at the gate of the camp and said, whoso is on Jehovah's side, let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him, and he said unto them, thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, put ye every man his sword upon his thigh, and go to and fro from gate to gate through the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the sons of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. And Moses said, consecrate yourselves today to Jehovah, yea, every man against his son and against his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. Exodus 32 and verse 30. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said to the people, ye have sinned a great sin. And now I will go up unto Jehovah, peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned to Jehovah and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. And Jehovah said unto Moses, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. And now go, lead the people unto the place which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. And Jehovah smote the people because they made the calf which Aaron made. Now it is suggested further that we read the book of from the book of Deuteronomy and read the last chapter of Deuteronomy, which is Deuteronomy 34. And we will read about the death of Moses. And so Deuteronomy chapter 34, verses 1 through 8. And Moses went up upon the plains of Moab unto Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah that is over against Jericho. And Jehovah showed him all the land of Gilead and of Dan, and all of Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and the land of Judah, unto the hinder sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, and the city of palm trees, and of Zoar. And Jehovah said unto him, This is the land which I swear unto Abraham, and to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. So Moses, the servant of Jehovah, died in the land of Moab, according to the word of Jehovah. And he buried him in the valley, in the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor. But no man knoweth of his sepulchre unto this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and the mourning for Moses were ended, and Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as Jehovah commanded Moses. And there hath not arisen a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom Jehovah knew face to face. And all the signs and the wonders which Jehovah sent him to do in the land of Egypt, the Pharaoh, and all his servants, and all his land, and in all the mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses wrought in the sight of all Israel. And so with those three readings, we see something about Moses and how he was born, his early life, his midlife, and the close of his life. Now the study we're going to have focuses on Exodus chapter 14. And I want to read Exodus 14, 10 through 22. And so Exodus chapter 14 and verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. And they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to Jehovah, and they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, thou hast taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dwelt thus with us to bring us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word which we spake unto thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it were better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of Jehovah, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Jehovah will fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And Jehovah said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward, and lift up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go in the midst of the sea on dry ground. And I, behold, I will harden the heart of the Egyptians, and they shall go after them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon his host, and upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Jehovah, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God went before the camp of Israel, and removed and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud removed before them, and there stood behind them, and it came between the camp of Egypt and of Israel. And there was in the cloud the darkness, yet it gave light by night, and the one that came near all other by night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, And we'll continue that next class.